With his unprecedented decision to bomb Iran's nuclear sites, directly joining Israel's air attack on its regional arch foe, U.S. President Donald Trump has done something he had long vowed to avoid: intervene militarily in a major foreign war. The dramatic U.S. attack, including the targeting of Iran's most heavily fortified nuclear installation deep underground, marks the biggest foreign policy gamble of Trump's two presidencies, and one fraught with risks and unknowns. Trump, who insisted on Saturday that Iran must now make peace or face further attacks, could provoke Tehran into retaliating by closing the Strait of Hormuz, the world's most important oil artery, attacking U.S. military bases and allies in the Middle East, stepping up its missile barrage on Israel, and activating proxy groups against American and Israeli interests worldwide, analysts said. Such moves could escalate into a broader, more protracted conflict than Trump had envisioned, evoking echoes of the forever wars that America fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, which he had derided as stupid and promised never to be dragged into. "The Iranians are seriously weakened and degraded in their military capabilities," said Aaron David Miller, a former Middle East negotiator for Democratic and Republican administrations. "But they have all sorts of asymmetric ways that they can respond. This is not going to end quick." In the lead-up to the bombing that he announced late on Saturday, Trump had vacillated between threats of military action and appeals for renewed negotiation to persuade Iran to reach a deal to dismantle its nuclear program. A senior White House official said that once Trump was convinced that Tehran had no interest in reaching a nuclear agreement, he decided the strikes were the right thing to do. Trump gave the go-ahead once he was assured of a high probability of success, the official said. A determination reached after more than a week of Israeli air attacks on Iran's nuclear and military facilities paved the way for the U.S. to deliver the potentially crowning blow. Nuclear threat remains. Trump touted the great success of the strikes, which he said included the use of massive bunker buster bombs on the main site at Fordo. But some experts suggested that while Iran's nuclear program may have been set back for many years, the threat may be far from over. "I